From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. A top aide to North Korea's leader has arrived at the White House to meet with President Trump. The AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Kim Jong-chol is the highest-ranking North Korean official to visit Washington in 18 years. He is expected to give a letter from Kim Jong-un to the president as negotiations continue over a Trump-Kim summit in Singapore next month. The former North Korean military spy chief drove here in a caravan of SUVs after meeting yesterday in New York with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who said they made good progress toward reviving the summit. White House Chief of Staff John Kelly greeted Kim Jong-chol on the South Lawn before escorting him toward the Oval Office. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Socialist Pedro Sanchez took over as Spain's prime minister Friday after outgoing leader Mariano Rajoy lost a parliamentary confidence vote triggered by a long-running corruption trial involving members of a center-right party. Reuters' Scarlett Vitanovich explains.
Rajoy's position had become increasingly untenable, undermined by his status as head of a corruption-tinged minority government, as well as a divisive independence drive in the wealthy region of Catalonia. The Basque Nationalist Party, whose five seats were key to Sanchez securing enough parliamentary backing, withdrew support for Rajoy after dozens of people linked to his People's Party were sentenced to jail in a corruption trial.
That was Reuters' Scarlett Vitanovich. Britain's International Trade Secretary Liam Fox says retaliatory trade moves are possible after the United States imposed steel and aluminum tariffs. British Prime Minister Theresa May said she was deeply disappointed by the U.S. move. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News. Italians on Friday voiced their